Living Seed Media brings to you God's Word, which is His comprehensive equipment for changing lives. May the Lord impact your heart as you encounter His Word. For further inquiry or counsel, contact Peace House, PO Box 971, Boko, Benue State, Nigeria. Telephone numbers 0703-036-3659. 0703-768-1198. Email address nsmedia@livingseed.org or visit our website at www.livingseed.org. Let us sit back and listen as the servant of God brings forth the word of life.
Though we were all ready for a very elaborate devotional challenge, but as the Lord led our Lord Bishop to bring us a short but a very strong challenge, I felt God has opened the day for us and we need to take our bearing from that leadership that the Holy Spirit brought us into. Maybe some of you, because you are still waiting when He will start with the real challenge, maybe you did not get what the Spirit of God brought to us through our Father. But I want you to take note that the things that the Lord spoke in those few minutes, they are very, very important and very critical if we are going to do well, even in pursuing our ministry as a clergy. If you remember what the Lord said through the Lord Bishop, said we must treat God with what? With care. When it began, I was afraid. How are we going to treat God? But now, as we read that passage, which is going to be the precursor unto where God is leading us to begin our study this morning, the Lord began to point to us that if the native branches, if they were not spared because of their unbelief, if God, who went all the way to deliver them from Egypt, to bring them out with a mighty power, who made great promises to their fathers and was so committed, such that the first tabernacle, which forms the pattern of all other tabernacles that have been built, was actually launched in their midst, and their ministry was inaugurated with great earthquake. The Bible said, fire, smoke, to such a point that the day when that tabernacle was being inaugurated, nobody was allowed to enter because the glory cloud descended. And if such a glorious ministry that was attended by fire and miracles, such a glorious work that was established even by the law that was written by the finger of God Himself, if God could discard it, if God could cut them off and put them aside because of their unbelief, because of their carelessness, the Holy Spirit was speaking through our Lord Bishop this morning. Be careful. Is that not what we are saying? Be careful. Don't forget that the native branches who could have been saying our Father are the owners of the ministry. Who could say our Father was the man to whom God gave the covenant. If God did not spare them. If because of their misbehavior in unbelief, they are nowhere to be found today. And they have been discarded as if they were not important at all. Those of us who now stand, given the privilege of bearing the ministry, of being robed into the priesthood, of being given the privilege of serving God in our own time, how much more should we serve God with fear and trembling? Because our God, the Lord Bishop reminded us from Hebrews, that our God is what? It's a consuming fire. And so this morning, continuing from that challenge that God has brought to us, I'd like us to now begin to again look at the transformed minister, a consecrated man. The transformed minister, a consecrated man, a man on the altar. And we shall continue our reading almost from where the Lord Bishop stops. But we will read Romans 12. Romans chapter 12. We are going to study from verse 1. If God will permit us this morning, we'd like to study from verse 1, verse 2. If it were possible, we will get down to verse, I think we may not go beyond that verse 2. So, permit me just to read Romans 12, 1 and 2. We already studied a bit of verse 3 in our opening charge. So let's concentrate on what the Holy Spirit has to say to us in Romans 12 and verse 1 and 2. I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that ye present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. May the Lord bless the reading of his word to our hearts, and as we study it, may it mix the faith in our hearts. In the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Now, this two Bible verses we are going to study, you will notice that there is a therefore in that passage. Have you seen therefore? Now, you don't use therefore to start a sentence if there is nothing there before. You only use the word therefore because there is something there before. And it is what is there before that is warranting the discussion we are about to enter now. Sometimes, Christian consecration is presented to us vaguely as if there is no reason, no basis. Sometimes we exhort one another, let us be serious, without pointing to what is the reason. why we need to do so. So when Romans 12 began with, therefore, I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, it will not be correct for us not to look or peep into what is there before. Are we together? And what is there before was what the Lord Bishop began to open to us. That's why I can see that the Holy Spirit actually is guiding us. The Holy Spirit is directing our thoughts. The Holy Spirit is saying, this is the emphasis I'm drawing for you today. That's why I was a bit shivering when the Lord Bishop brought that challenge and he was calling me to come and start immediately. I wasn't ready at the point. Hallelujah. Now, what is there before that the Holy Spirit is using to beseech me and you? When the Almighty God begins to beg a man, nígbàtí ẹ̀mí mímọ́ tó gbé ọ̀rọ̀ yìí kalẹ̀ tó sọ pé mo fi ìyọnu Ọlọ́run bẹ̀ yìí, kì í ṣe nǹkan tá a kàn lè fi ọwọ́ rọ sẹ́yìn. We cannot ignore, we cannot treat lightly this kind of matter. I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God. The first thing is, what is there before? For which those of us that are called into the ministry at this time must take note of in the way we are running the work of God. What is there before that the Spirit of God is using to appeal to us and say, please, I beg you, by the mercies of God, don't misbehave. And as we look at Romans 11, as had been already read to us, there are so many challenges in that book. In Romans 11, what is the challenge? The contrast between what God took away from some people and offered to us free of charge. May I say to you, brothers and sisters, maybe you don't know what it takes to be in the priesthood in the days of the Levites. Maybe you do not understand the very, very meticulous care a Levitical priest had to put into the ministry anytime he wanted to appear before the altar. Maybe because the way God has brought us to serve him under grace has made many of us to be complacent, to be careless, the way we approach the altar. Maybe because God has not done the kind of thing he used to do for the Levitical priests that made them to fear and tremble when they are coming near the ministry. Maybe because God is holding his hand and he doesn't do that again, he makes many people to take the work of God the ministry for granted. It makes us to think that we can just wear our robe anytime we like to wear it and do anything we like to do and come on the altar anyhow we like to come there and say anything we like to say. I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercy of God, do you know that when Aaron was serving as the high priest, when he was presiding bishop like this, and they were coming near the altar, and they were to present this sacrifice, the Bible reported that he has two sons that were priests under him. Are you hearing me? I wouldn't call them curates because they were a little higher than curates. Maybe they would look like chaplains that directly assist when they were to bring the incense, when they were to bring the fire, when they were to bring this and that. Unfortunately, these boys, what did they do? The Bible said they offered a strange fire. I was wondering, what would be a strange fire? Is there a difference between fire and fire? I thought that every fire is just to burn the incense. But the Holy Ghost called it strange fire. And you know there are many of you that come into the ministry with strange fire. Many of you, you come to say things that is not from the Holy Ghost. Some people even come to the ministry now. You think some are for chair? They will be eating kola nut under their mouth while they are ministering. You wonder, what is all this? Because God gave us allowance to be involved in the ministry. He took some people away in order to graft us in. This young man came with strange fire. A fire that was not originated by God. A fire that is like a zeal, but a zeal that was not established in God. They thought they can just do jabu jabu like that. And as they offered the fire, they were burning the incense. It appeared as if they are doing a kind of special ministry. When God, who sitteth in the heavens, but rules in the affairs of men, immediately sent fire. God now sent the correct fire that did not only consume their fire, it consumed the two boys at once. The two of them, on the spot, what happened to them? They died straight ahead. Now listen, this is where the matter is. How can a man lose two sons? These are his first two sons. Are you hearing me? And he wanted to cry. And Moses stood up and said, Aaron, if you cry, you are in trouble. Why? Because you are robed. You carry the anointing for the ministry. And you bear the iniquity of the ministry. If you cry, you are in trouble. What did the man do quickly? He did as if nothing has happened to him. The ministry that God replaced you with, it was such a fearful ministry that for Aaron to remain in that ministry, he must not in any way contaminate the anointing he carried, even with the death of his two sons. He must never come near the dead. Otherwise, he will have destroyed his consecration. Are you hearing me? So he did as if nothing happened. The service continued. They packed away the two boys. They went and buried them. He was not allowed to mourn them because he was in the ministry. Because he was wearing the effort. Some other time, some Levites, they were Levites, all right, they were junior priests. Are you hearing me? They were junior priests. They were like the assistant priests. After the sons of Aaron, the Kohathites, the Merarites, and the third one after that set, then the Levites. All the priests, they were Levites, except that some have been ordained to be priests. Others have been asked to assist. One day, there was a discussion among the Levites. Does God only walk through the priests? Are we not all holy? What are they doing that we cannot do? If it is a matter of all the oblution, we know how to do it. And honestly speaking, do you know that sometimes you are sitting down here and you are saying there is nothing the bishop does that I cannot do. There is nothing the venerable knows how to do that I don't know how to do. I can also do it. Don't be careless. It is not that there is something they do that you don't know how to do, but you have not been ordained to do it. You have not been consecrated to do it. So the sons of Korah, the sons of Datan, and Abiram, they stood up and said, why are you people thinking that you can do the ministry by yourself? We also, we are priests. And all of them went and brought their censers, brought their instrument of ministry, and they resisted Moses. And Moses said, brother, don't try this. Don't try it. Be content with God, what God has given you. You don't know that it's a great privilege that you are the one whom God uses to set up the temple, to carry the ark, to arrange everywhere. Do you know that you were actually consecrated to do that, and that was wonderful? And whenever there is something left over from the altar, in terms of the sacrifices, you are the one that normally share it. Is that not enough for you? Why are you going to arrogate yourself to what God has not called you into? He said, no! We can do it. He said, alright. All of you bring your censer. And several of them started. Since it is a normal liturgy that all of them know. You see, my fear is that many of you are familiar with liturgy. You can even close your eyes and conduct a service. You can get drunk and conduct a service because you know all the prayers, you know all the step-by-step arrangements. There is no liturgy that is not on your fingertips. And that makes you think you are already prepared for ministry. That makes you to imagine you are already qualified for ministry. Such a time that you can conduct a whole communion service absent-mindedly. Because the prayers were already there, the Bible passage was already there, everything is already said. Whether your spirit is involved or not, you don't care because you know how to do all the ordinary ceremonies and forms. And so the Bible said, these guys brought their censers and all of that. They were still fighting with people while they were doing this. Suddenly, as they put their strange fire again, fire, the consuming fire of the Almighty God came all the way from above. And in one moment, 250 of them, are you hearing me? Perished! In less than 5 minutes, they were all gone. Why did God do that? The ministry cannot be taken for granted. The ministry cannot be bastardized. The ministry cannot be handled by charlatans. Immediately, 250. What was God doing? God was preserving His ministry. At another time, some other group of people gathered. And Moses there, my brothers, don't do this, don't talk to us. Why do you think you are the only anointed man of God here? Didn't God anoint all of us? And that day Moses said, oh God, if you are the one who sent me, you must prove it now. If my ordination is from above, I am the one who arrogated myself over this congregation, you must prove it now. Father, if these people die normally, it's clear that you did not send me. But if the ground opens and swallow them alive, then the Holy Spirit will know that none of us takes this honor upon ourselves. Except those that were so called, even like Aaron. God who answers by fire. This time He didn't send fire. What did He do? He just caused the ground to open. Zoom! While they were still talking, they were still chatting, the ground just opened. Wah! Suddenly, what happened to all of them? Zoom! And in another 1 minute, what happened? You don't need to dig grave. They were buried alive. Why was God doing that? He was preserving the ministry. The ministry to which God has brought me and you is not a joke. It's not a mere thing. Why am I going back here? Because the Bible began by begging you. The Holy Spirit wants to beg me and you this morning. I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God. Nitorina mofi yonu olonu beyi ara. Yonu olonu lomuke wala yeo. Ti ibase yonu olonu okolopo la ti kudanu danu. Fiki Bashe, Yonu Olonu, Lori Pepe, Lauti Payile Numa Fifi,
tolúwa bá ń nà ká sí ọ pé ìwọ ìkìlọ̀ ń wá níbí yìí ọ̀tá nìyẹn ṣùgbọ́n ìyọnu ọlọ́run the mercies of God has brought us to a place where we could stand where others have been cut off. And what that calls for, it calls for a consecration that I want us to pray together about this morning. The reason why God is bringing us to doing this is because a visitation of God is coming upon the church. A revival is coming. I want all of you to hear me very well. Even though we have come into a time where anybody can start any church, anytime, anyhow, anywhere. Some that have divorced their wives 3-4 times, they are still starting church. Those whose lives have no bearing with the word of God, they are still prophesying anything they can say. And it appears as if we have come into a time when there is no king in Israel and anybody does what he likes. Mo fi ìyọnu Ọlọ́run bẹ̀ yìí. Do you remember? A big man, King Uzziah. You remember King Uzziah? Was a big man. He was a very big man. God really blessed him. God started working with him. God gave him victory. Became a popular man. And he normally comes for worship. And as he is coming, they have arranged a special seat for him because he is the king. Like we do in our church nowadays. And when he comes in there, they gave him his due respect. One day, I don't know what he wanted to do. He wanted to do Thanksgiving service. And instead of coming to kneel down at the altar, he decided by himself to do what? To be the priest. He has been watching how the priest normally do everything and he knows it inside out. Loba command and one more do it. Bani be sensor one man. Ah. The priest, one wa be a baba. Emma Shebe. Emma Mashebe. Unki Mashekeni. Killen se de, you know. Killen se de, then can se de, ki. Hey. One ma be baba koba. They begged him. They said, it is not appointed to you to do this. You have not been so ordained a priest. Stay where you belong. He said, no, get away. He pushed away the priest. He came to the altar. And he was going to do the service as if anybody can handle God's work anytime, anyhow. He did not know that the anger of the Almighty God was already against him. And as he was coming to the altar, as he was bringing his censer, I think Oluwa Olorun Olodumare onaka abukuto. God just put a finger at his on his forehead. Woe. Emi no si ole yan. Sugbon loni igba to o ti bowo fun baba to bi o oju re oja. Olorun o se ju be na lo. Ese kese. Not 2 days after. Right at the moment He became a leper from the crown of his head to the sole of his feet. Okay, hallelujah. What did the Bible say? They took him to a secluded house. Then one son just be yesterday, Kabi is in it. Today, Adetani. By 9 a.m., Obatoguwani. By 9 p.m., Otite. And he was abandoned in that secluded house. Why would God do that? The ministry is a glorious ministry. Nobody can touch it. You don't touch the work of God anyhow. You don't come near the ministry anyhow. God preserved his work. And all those whose lives are not correct, he dealt with them summarily. I can go on telling you again and again and again. You remember how Samuel was under Eli. You remember Eli. Eli was the presiding bishop that time. And his two sons, what are their names? Ophni and Phinehas. They are the direct superintendents. Àwọn ló mọ direct gbogbo ẹbọ táwọn èèyàn mú wá. They became so greedy that when the people are bringing the offering, ever before it was offered on the altar, wọ́n ti mú langalanga àti wọ́n wá the fork. They want fresh meat before we roast anything. The baba God of the fresh. I hope you are understanding me. I hope offering is not going to kill you in this ministry. Quietly. And when the top of songbe. Wọ́n ti dojú lé. Ní a bá ti mú wọn bọ̀ lọ́ọ̀kan báyìí. Ṣé mọ̀ pé wọ́n á tó láìní because sometimes many people are there coming to make offering. And the priest has to accept the offering before they can release the way. Ebo to omuwa yo, owa ni ibamu is acceptable to God. I want any supervising priest. I want supervising priest. Me lolo wa no ipade. Let me see your hand up. Don't be ashamed now. Raise your hand. Aha. They are the ones who supervise everything. Praise the Lord. It's okay. It's okay. They were making sure that everything was done according to order. But it was not for God. It was for their pocket. So whenever anybody was bringing a fat goat, yes, madam, madam, ma bombi, ma bombi, ma bombi. Hey, ya gouverne, come ma bombi. Those who have fat offering were giving space. And they were so reckless that all the women that came to offer their offering because they also needed special prayer. Nile was your university. Maybe that man change. Eh? Want to create your rakeke kasibe? Madam, a wobeyelo. There's a special administration at Yoluwani Minister. Ready at the altar. One by one, Maggie. And we'll be all opening one by one, Sunny Bay. Ate ẹrántí ẹjẹ o, àti owó ti ẹgbà o, kò tó wọn. Wọ́n bá sí Ọlọ́run jẹ. The Bible said, they made the offering of the Lord contemptible. They made the service ordinary thing. The honor that people had when they are coming to the altar was lost because the ministers, untransformed ministers, they destroyed the glory of the ministry. And God came and called Eli. Eli. Orin ti awon priest labe re nse baba bishop olohun ni je ke sise se o e le beru awon priest to wa labe yin o God has made you bishop and one of the major duty of the bishop. You are the custodian of what goes on in the diocese. Eh, le so pe egbon ta won venerable nse o. I'm sorry. God came and confronted Eli. Even though Eli was like a man of God who kept himself, but he had no control over the priest under his hands. God came and said, "Did you see what your children are doing? They are spoiling my work. And you are sitting here." He called them lazily one day. ó fini fini hasi kini mo n gbo nipa yin yi o ijeku je te nje ere die o e pe nu olohun odun si. He did not have courage to excommunicate them from the ministry. He did not have courage to take a stand and said, God must be honored, even if my children are disgraced. Is he only one and still? Ki se ore degbe? Are you hearing me? Is he only one and wow? Ki se ore degbe o? You can use it to honor one another. But when you have entered into the ministry, you don't honor a man and dishonor God. You don't keep a man in the ministry, in the position, when the word of God is being discredited. Kubamu. He's not okay, Gautier, like me. No! It's not the question of whether we like you or we don't like you. He said to Agba, Ojubobo Walo. Ogoti Olorun gbe sori ise re. Ki si ogo lasan lasan. And we must not mishandle it. The glory of the ministry demands that we approach it with care, with fear and trembling. Eli could not control his people. God said, okay, I will do something in Israel. That every year that we hear, we do what? We tingle. Mo se nkan meriri ni le Israeli gbogbo eti to ba gbo kini o se o won wa riri one day when the battle was hot against the people of God, and the battle became like that because the priesthood has become weak. They went and carried the ark. They were going to the battle with it. They were singing the same song they used to sing in the days of Moses. Let God arise. Let his enemies be scattered. But you see, you can sing songs. Empty songs. When God has departed, empty songs will not help. And the Bible said as they came, the children of Israel thought God has come. They did not know just ordinary shadow. And on that day, the Philistines did not only carry the ark, Ophni and Phinehas were slaughtered on the same day. Is it Phinehas' daughter, wife, to rob your man? But he borrowed him, he come at his saw. He robbed Deba Lojiji. She did not plan to deliver that day. She went into labor. And as she was about to deliver, she was also going to die. She cried, Ichabod! The glory has departed from Israel. And she died. By the time they came and reported to the senior priest, the presiding bishop, what has happened? Immediately, Okanlorun,
He just died in his seat. So can you imagine in one day, in one family, Babaku, Oma Meji Salaisi, Yawo Wanlo, entire lineage of the priests wiped off. Let me tell you the truth. Are you hearing me? Please hear me very well. I want you to hear me because I'm only talking about the therefore. What is there before? That's all we are talking about. We have not yet come to our beginning. We're only dealing with therefore. Am I not? That's what we are doing. We're only looking at what is there before. Now, look at the word of God. They were wiped off. There was nobody again to continue the priesthood. Samuel was too small. Kuti lojo lori lati wonu se. Because in those days, you cannot enter into priesthood until you are 20 years. And God will not violate it. So for the next 20 years or so, the ark was taken away from the temple. There were no priests to minister to it, and God did not worry. It's better not to have priests than to have wrong priests. You know what God decided to do? He wanted to prove to men that I can do my work without him. So when they carried the ark onto the land of the Philistines, no priest, nobody to guide the ark, God was working. Philistines were dying. Anybody that looked into the box died. The people say, wala la gbibara wa o. Apoti eri ta ngbe kiri. Yo power ta o. E je wo na ba se da pada sibi to tin bo. And they all talked and talked kila se o. One of them said, well, emi ro pe any other for what company ikunio? Let's put it on a new cart, Omalanke. Let's tie some animals in front of it. Aputi yoma bito tiwa. Yosi manali are. Toba je olon ni kose ni ole dari olon. Eje agbesori akagbesori Omalanke. Ka wo bi oya bi o manale. Are you understanding? And that was what happened. As they pulled the box, the ark, suddenly the thing just turned. And the thing started going. And it went straight back to Israel. And they were only following it. They were only following it. The moment it crossed the boundary of Philistine into the land of Israel, bye bye oh, niya pada pe oluwa to a manta biose o anisebe mo. God can fight for himself. That you are in the ministry is a privilege. Don't misbehave. God can do his work without us. Jesus said to them, he said, if all these people kept their mouth shut, even stones, they will stand up. Emini ko lo fogo re oluwa, ma fokuta roko mi o oba olola. Emini ko lo fogo re oluwa, ma fokuta roko mi o. God has done it before. Nobody can hold God's work to ransom.
Nobody can tie God down to his own apron. That we are here today is a privilege. Mo fi iyonu Olorun be yi eyin ara. God has shown us mercy. That's why we are here. And because of the mercy of God that brought us here, there are certain things that we need to do. Do you know that when the ark returned, when it got to the particular stone, they quickly recognize, the ark has come. The ark has come. And they remember what they can do. They took the animal, they slaughtered it and made a burnt offering. And the old man there said, well, I'm not a priest. I dare not touch this thing. So they quickly took a boy, consecrated in Peter, Mamuju Tokini. One day, curiosity made someone that can eat that one, Kuhata, it's Lomangbe. You want my Rubieku, Echeja, won't him Benway. That's how carelessly they decided to look inside. Did they survive? That same day, many of them died. You don't look into the ministry when God has not called you. Fear gripped them, they began to cry. They now sent for all of Israel. So I put you on what you did, go to power, kwe wakbe. That's how Obed prepared one of his sons. And when they did, God prospered them. It was after 20 years that they could now bring back the ark. Samuel has now become the priest. He could guide them. What have I said? I beseech you, therefore, you see, what has been there before is a very serious matter. It's a glory. God himself was protecting the ministry. God was not allowing his ministry to be handled by anybody anyhow. But now the Bible said, those native branches, those to whom were the fathers, those to whom belong the ministry and the covenant, those to whom pertain unto the covenant and the sacrifices, were cut off because of unbelief. And you know when Jesus Christ told them, said, I will leave your house desolate. I will turn to a people that don't look for me. And the Lord left them and he turned to those of us Gentiles. And he brought us by mercy and placed us in the ministry. One thing I want to say to you is that the ministry to which God has brought us actually has greater glory than the one that they were operating. He brought us into the ministry of the new covenant. He gave us a space to be ministers, not of ordinary letters, but of the Spirit. For the letter killeth, but the Spirit gives life. He brought us into a ministry after the veil has been broken, where we can come fearlessly into the holies of holies, Not once in a year, but any day we want to come. By the new and living way that He has consecrated for us through His own flesh on the cross. He appointed us by mercy to stand where these men were disqualified. And God did not worry us. Listen now. God did not worry us about all the meticulous, minute details. If you know what it means to be consecrated into priesthood in those days, you know that you have never done anything like that. They must tear their nails. Their thumb, their big thumb, the two thumb, their big toes has to be pierced. They will have to bath in a special way. All the robes they will have to wear, layer by layer. If anybody's nakedness appeared at the altar, of him, it's gone. All the special washings, all the special consecrations that they must go through, meticulous. And if you are to enter into the Nazarite consecration, you know what that means. All of this, God took them out to bring us in. He cut them off to engraft us into a more glorious ministry. Brother Paul was contrasting the ministry. In 2 Corinthians chapter 3, he said, God has given us and has made us able ministers of the New Testament. We were not ministers of the Old Covenant, which is only in letters, forms, and shadows. So now, what is it that we must do? I beseech you, therefore. Mofi yonu olorun beyin. Every time I read this passage, I am in jape, ki emi olorun ko ma be mi. But God, in His mercy, is pleading with you. And what was He pleading? I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you do what? Present your bodies. What? A living sacrifice. Holy. Acceptable unto God. Which is your reasonable service. Before we go ahead from that Bible verse, I would like you to take note of a few things. We are asked. In the old covenant that was broken off in order for us to be brought in, they presented something outside of themselves. What did they present? They presented animals outside of themselves. What they brought to God was something not of themselves. Something that is not of them, something out of them. They came with all kind of animals, turtle doves and everything. They came with yams, they came with other things like that. Animals were slaughtered on their behalf, why they themselves stood like this and they were watching. But for me and you, what is God asking you to present? Your body. This is very important. Let's start from there. I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies. Not something else. I thank God that he didn't say your money. You see, first and foremost, for any man to be involved in the ministry, the first thing that God is demanding that you present is your body. Your very, very self. Present your body as a sacrifice. Now, there's a great difference between our own consecration and the consecration of the former priest. Can I inform you what happened to all their own? When you brought your burnt offerings, when you bring an animal, you will stand by it. It's because I don't have time this morning. I will have asked you to go to Leviticus. And we shall have looked at how the offering of the priests were done. I will have asked you to look at Exodus 29 and see the consecration of the priests. But because that is not where we are, that's why we are not studying those shadows. We are now faced with a new covenant. And in this new covenant, we don't offer blood of bulls and of goats. What do we offer? Our own body. Whereas in their days, you put your hand on your offering. You stand with it. And when the high priest have accepted it and say, yes, this is acceptable unto God on your behalf, I thought that it is the priest that normally killed the offering. No. When you go to Leviticus, the man who brought the offering will do what? Will kill it. When he has killed it, then the priest collect the blood to go and sprinkle on the altar. And then they will remove the skin and start putting it on fire layer by layer. But I want to inform you this morning, this offering that God is asking you to bring, is it of an animal? What is it? Your body. Your body. A living sacrifice. May I inform you, a dead sacrifice is easier. You don't understand me at all. If I bring an animal and I kill it, kulebombema, aboleboma, ikutipa, kuleloma, emigoti elo farabale, and I praise the Lord. What you got to me? Shuba, a living sacrifice. Ebu aye. Ti o ti ikuta. Oma lebo. O le yokoro. Desa. Ebo to omuwa dana. Obo mami lowo. Ah, lowo wow. Then you start running around the bush to come and get it. That's where our own consecration becomes serious. Are you hearing me, brothers? Huh? That because it's a living sacrifice, something that had been offered to God, but he's not killed. It's supposed to be alive, but a sacrifice. My brothers, you know, my father, Babato Bimiloma, Babalawo, Kanauni, and if I say Jesus to Bami, I wouldn't buy my Shaloni. Do you know what happens? See, Abada Padanito, if I've been a law on you. Boya, I go from Bala in you. I be a wooded dudu, where I win you. It has specification. When they go and bring it, there are times that if I would say they should kill it, and they should go and put the meat in the Rita Meta, nobody touches it. But there are times, see, if I want to pay. What do we do? We keep it in our compound. You're the man before. I'm going to multiply. Now, be any to fear and rubo to ba padade. And he sees the goat to muwa to mbi ma rekete. To ba niya, ena mi ma re. Yao je. Are you hearing me? Unku ena fale ena re. Taba fi agbofe egun ajowo okun esile ni. If it was killed and we have eaten it, say beti oba gbo yin kin inu ibaje, no problem. But when you see your sacrifice walking up and down, producing children, sometimes you say, ah, I sent him off the shere, Tiva bad boy, Ogbede Benye. You dare not speak. Sometimes, if I may ask, I should be a wo, ko wa fi rubo. And they will bring us okay. Very costly in those days. I saw tensions in Mao. And when I saw Sanya, how many of you know Sanya of those days? Aha. So they say, are you for Ululavilu? If I battle, we pay Sanya Yo, every Ruboni, Magbewa. If I battle, we pay. Oma wuni oma wo. Praise the Lord. La wo kwa chala shawo. Eni to la shaw to ba di alo kando ni aso mi mare ogbe debe. Because o ti fi rubo. After a finding, you cannot touch it. Now, what is the implication when the Bible says, I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your body a living sacrifice? There are three challenges there. Number one, it must be presented to God before he dies. Wait for me, brother. Your life has to be presented to God while it is strong. Let me ask you, are you wanting to be in the ministry of the Word of God? The consecration of your body why it is strong. I know many people. Nígbà tí àìsàn bá gbé wọn gúnlẹ̀, tí wọn ò rí bí lọ mọ́, tí ohun gbogbo dojúrú fún ẹ tán, a sọ pé mo fi gbogbo rẹ̀. Mo fi gbogbo rẹ̀ fún olùgbàlábí ni o mo. Kíni? Kí ló ń fi sílẹ̀? Bùndùkù tí ò wúlò. Bùndùkù tẹ́nìkan ò lè lò. When you can go nowhere again, when you are useless even to yourself, when your children are already praying, pe Oluwa, ẹba ni mo lo, ọkàn fẹ́ dá wa gúnlẹ̀ lásán ni, ikú yájẹ̀ sí ẹ máa mú lọ, wọ́n sọ pé ń jọ̀wọ́ gbogbo ẹ̀ fún kíni. Many people don't understand that God is not excited when you surrender a blind animal to Him. When you bring a lame animal to Him. When you bring an exhausted animal to Him. When the government of this world have already declared you useless, when they retire, they go wulo fun ama. Many times people think that it is a wonderful thing that only retired, when you retire, I want to retire into full time ministry. Agbao. When the government of this world has already declared you useless, then you now thought that it is the ministry. That you take such an exhausted, perforated body. Toje kweta abani koma wawa asubai. Yo koko adjusti gogwe na. Awa duoba mani. Nítorí náà, mo fi ìyọnu Ọlọ́run bẹ̀ yìí ara. Yes. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Now, there are things that we have to understand about the ministry. If we are going to do well, if you want to serve God, I beseech you by the mercies of God. Now that you are young, now that you are strong, now that you are useful, present what? Your body. Olorun o gba aloku. It's because you don't know. If you go back to what is there before, somebody is only allowed into the priesthood at 20. And by 50, wọ́n ti máa kàn láago pé àkókò yá o. By 60, when they are doing evaluation, you just go and read the Old Testament, you understand that. Gbogbo nǹkan wọ̀nyí lọ́lọ́run fẹ́ wọ̀n lé. But we now think that the work of ministry is only for those who are already tired. Those that have strength, they go about going up and down, serving the world, serving mammon, and serving the devil. So when the Holy Ghost begins to call young people, that as soon as you finish university, you finish your NYC, God says, go to Emmanuel College, go and serve me. There's nothing big about that. The service into which God has brought us demands consecration of our fresh life. Fresh. Because ebo aye l'Olorun nilo. Ki to ku ebo. Are you hearing me? Ebo aye l'Olorun nilo. Ki se oku ebo, not the one that is already dying or dead. Not the one that is already exhausted. Not the one that is already overused and can go nowhere again. Did I say that we should not honor retirees that want to come into ministry? That is not the emphasis. They cannot be at the forefront. I am not upsetting your arrangement, oh. I'm only preaching the Bible. Are you hearing me? I'm only following the word of God this morning. But I want you to keep knowing. What do you present? Your body. When it can be used. When God can work with it. Because God needs your body. When Jesus came into the world, in Hebrews chapter 10, he said, sacrifices and burnt offerings you do not desire. But what? A body have you prepared for me. God gave you this body. It is not for fornication. It's not for drunkenness. It's not for eating. It's to serve God. So, men of God, a transformed minister is a consecrated man. And the first issue of consecration for us is your body. Your body that must be kept holy as a living sacrifice. Number two, because it is a living sacrifice, it is a growing sacrifice. Oh my God, I don't know how to put it to you now. Do you know that anything that is living is progressive? Only a dead thing or a non-living thing can be stagnant. Toba je pe okuta yi. Oh no, okuta mbi. Toba je pe chia yi. Lani last before long. Can this chair grow? In 10 years time, Ibo Laba, Oju Kana Laba. Some people don't understand that the consecration of a man of God is a living one. It's not a dead one. If it is dead, it is stagnant. What we said 10 years ago is what will be there. But because it's a living sacrifice, it's a growing sacrifice. And because it's a living sacrifice, a growing sacrifice, it's a progressive sacrifice. So the consecration of a man of God, because it is living, because it's not a dead thing, cannot be stagnant. What am I saying now? My surrender of my life to God must be growing. Which means, as I am growing physically, so should my consecration to God be growing. Are you hearing me now? As I am developing, every development of this living sacrifice is a development of my consecration. If I should go to school and you get another degree, maybe a master's degree, that master's degree is for who? It's for God, because you're already a sacrifice. If you went and did a PhD, that PhD does not change anything. It does not make you anything else. It is only part of what? Of the sacrifice. My God, you are not understanding me at all. Because you are now a living sacrifice, every growth that you can have in life is the growth of that sacrifice. If I should get more money, who has that money? Because money is not in the room. It is not in the room. It is not in the room. It is not in the room. When you are a living sacrifice, all your progress in life is the sacrifice. Your consecration is progressive. Every day, it grows. It grows. It does not diminish. It does not say, "Amoti wanu se ikwati ayekin feyiti." No. Gbogbo awon ti ati fi ruru ebo aye mimo idagba ebo won ni is a growing sacrifice. Baba, maybe when you started and you said you offer your life to God, your business was bringing him maybe 10,000 naira. But now, as you are growing as a living sacrifice, you are not bringing 200,000. Talonio. That's how it is. If it's a living sacrifice, it's a growing sacrifice. It's a progressive sacrifice. And so the consecration is not stagnant. It's not a monument. It's a movement. So when God said, "I beseech you therefore by the mercies of God that you present yourself, your body, as a living sacrifice." God meant then that the moment you offer this life, progressively it's offered to God. Increasingly it's offered to God. And since what you were 5 years ago has changed, because by the grace of God, 5 years had added to your life. 5 years of increase must also have added to your consecration. So when I became consecrated to God, I used to love the Anglican, because one part of me is Anglican, the other one is Baptist. Whereas in the Baptist, we don't really celebrate hierarchies. We don't. If they bring the list of pastors in Baptist, the highest you'll be is reverend. And you're only reverend because your local church decided to ordain you so. But when I opened the Anglican book, priesthood, yes, so and so. Ordained, yes, so and so. Preferred, yes, so and so. Do you remember? It means a lot. If somebody is consecrated at 9 a.m. and another person was consecrated at 12 noon, who will be the senior forever? Aha. Now, I love that system because if you understand it, what it means is that when you are consecrated 5 years ahead and I became consecrated 5 years behind you, what it means that you must always be ahead of me in consecration. Your holiness must be always 5 years ahead of mine. Your seriousness, your commitment, your understanding of God, your sacrifice must be commensurate with the year when you are consecrated. It does not diminish. Those who came behind must not overtake you in your consecration. The purpose of a living sacrifice when it's consecrated is that it's progressive. It must be adding more and more. It must be increasing every time. So you know my understanding is this. It has been so many years when I lay down my life and say, God, I will serve you. And my understanding is that having been consecrated to God for these years, the more I increase in years, the more my consecration to God must increase. So all the junior brothers behind me, their prayer life must never overtake my own. They can never be more zealous than me. They must not be more holy than me. As you see me here, what I'm saying to God is, Lord, my prayer life must be progressive. Young people that were just consecrated yesterday, they cannot overtake me. Because I've been on the altar for several years. And since I am not a dead sacrifice, since I'm a living sacrifice, yes, this one that I consecrated is fruitful. It's increasing. It's multiplying in its consecration. Can I find out from you? Are you a living sacrifice? A living sacrifice that grows, that fills the house. In those days when my father was there, àwọn adìẹ kájẹ agbé wá tí a fi rúbọ tí wọ́n ní àní pa pé ajẹ kó ṣàbá. Oh my God, tá a bá padà dé, tá a wá rí adìẹ yẹn tó ti ó ti pa mọ bíi mọ́kànlá. Ẹbọ ẹ máa ṣe o. Nígbà táwọn tọ́ba ti já mọ lẹ́yìn tó tún yé mi tó tún pa méjìlá tó tún pa táwọn ọmọ tiẹ̀ náà ti tún pa mọ́ ilé wa kún bá díẹ̀. Bàbá wa sọ pé yes, ẹbọ ti
aba lagbede to ru niyan ebo re oru arukun ni arugbase ni nta npe niyan ta ma npe ni kebo yin o je arukun ko si je arugba nta ma so niyan. If you are a living sacrifice, every year there's an increase of that consecration. So when God said, present your body unto God as a living sacrifice, what is the third thing about this living sacrifice? It is a sacrifice to be watched. I said, it's living, it's not dead. It's progressive. It's growing. The third thing about living sacrifice, which makes it more serious, is the sacrifice that we must keep watch over. You must keep watch over your consecration. Toro lesonu. Toba je pe bi aga bayi ni. Ibi ti o wa na ni e ko si ko le rin lo. Aga yi o le se kini o ko le rin lo. But when it is something that is living, by virtue of its living, it can do what? It can walk away. And this is the critical aspect. Why many people don't understand. Why they used to be in the spirit. Why they used to be strong. And suddenly, their consecration utterly low. Why did God decide to make it living and not to kill it? It is because every time God leaves you with a voluntary choice of whether to continue to be his living sacrifice or to go away. That's more difficult. That's more difficult. Your consecration remains voluntary. You can allow it to go away, but you can allow it to remain. And this I must say to you before I leave that aspect. A transformed minister is a consecrated man who is living, who is progressive, who is watchful. Who is watchful. Oni eni keni toba ropo nduro. Koke sara komo ba sekini o. Komo ba subu. Idini wipe. Aga yi o le subu. Beni kaka obati. Imiti o wanu. Am I right? Because it's not living. There is no temptation that is facing this year. Abe yin ro pe e le joko me ke ma se wota ga go de wa bayi. No. A dead thing cannot be tempted. But if it's a living thing, and they said you see, ko si ririn are. You can be tempted to walk away from the place of consecration. Other things can attract it. Women. Hey, Gomio. And one woman be. What they said you see. Hey, Baba Pastor. As you want you. Years You have consecrated yourself to God. 10 years, you have said bye-bye, Sibubu and Walagbere. 10 years, you have been walking with God. But because this thing is a living sacrifice, it is not yet out of temptation. You can still be beckoned. Sometimes they will pretend to come for counseling. Babeba ni gbadua. But if I gbadua from Abai, you should be yege. Bobo abi onyan re ni o wa yo jade. O wa fi ja fi han ni o. O ma ma wewu be ni. Ko se si. Ki mo so pe ko se o. Ko se si rara o. Ama ma se ni oni e lo e den lo dan wo. Boya yo fi ebo aye yi yo fi yi le. Eje ka den wo boya yo bo sinu panpe wa. Because it's a living sacrifice, it can be tempted. So that man who has offered his life as a sacrifice to God, he must be watchful. Suddenly, you've seen people that have been serving God for several years. It's because it's a living sacrifice. It can walk away. You say, but why did God allow it? God wants that this sacrifice is a voluntary surrender every time. Every time. Every time. Mutima onaye yina. Rara anko ni pada. Jesu lona iyena to lo sile ogo motima ona iyeyina rara nko ni pada Jesu lona iyena un lo lo sile ogo. That choice we must keep making it. We cannot tell when a Jezebel will visit you in the church. We cannot tell. We cannot tell. When a Diana will join your choir. We cannot tell. We don't know when a Delilah will offer herself as your special typist. We cannot tell. Jama se kobe kobe, yes sir, yes sir. Kile fe kin ba yin time. Shotun ku die, kin ba eh mo gba mo de nbo, mo ri juice kan. Fresh juice. Mo ni tori pe e tin wa so ohun de tin se ni orin kin gbe wa. Yo de gbe kale. Adun ra mu handkerchief kan si legbe. And if you need anything again, just call me. I'm waiting there. As a living sacrifice, if you are not watchful, oh my little lady. Suddenly, oh, Betty, I won't say, let me do my. You start out to serve somebody. Eh? Sat down in the center and Jerry table. No jail.
Imi o le jende abuku ni le yima.
O tin lo die die ni o. O tin lo die die ni o. You say, but I've been serving God for 10 years. 10 years, o mean. Unless you are progressive in your consecration and you are watchful. God deliberately made it so. That's why our ministry is more serious than the Old Testament. Our service to God demands a daily commitment. Because it's watchful. We are watching everything. We are saying, Oluwa, if you like it, you need to I want to talk about 40 dope me. I want to say, you know, Lord, help me to finish well. Now, this living sacrifice, I say it's living. And because it's living, it's progressive. It's always increasing. It's growing. It's not stagnant. It's developing. My relationship with God must grow. And if your ministry will grow, it's because you are growing. Praise the Lord. You see, the growth of the man of God is what causes the growth of his ministry. Growth of ministry is the growth of my consecration. I've been begging God, Lord, don't let my own personal consecration stagnate. The day it stagnates, that's the day the work I'm involved in will stagnate. It must be growing. And then it must be watchful. I must be watchful. Ekie Sara. Emma Badura. Kesima Kie Sara. Kema ba tekinio. Kema ba bosino idewo. That's normal. What did Mofekani Kabawaka? You were Peteru Kinio Ri Kano. S.A.K.J.O. Atikesan, Eba Meka Kia Kia. You can read in English, you can read in Yoruba. Anyone. 1 Peter 5. Be sober. Be vigilant. Because your adversary, the devil, yes, is walking about. Is seeking whom he may devour. Verse 9. Whom you shall resist steadfastly in the faith. Now, Mofeka Kaniyoba. Baunike Ema Wao. Ema Wali Ai Rekoda. Ema Sora. Nitori esu ota yin bi kini tin keramuramu be ni yes ke yi ki o koju ijasi pelu iduro sinse ninu igbagbo yes Praise the Lord. Gbogbo awon to je ajagun segun. Gbogbo awon ti Olorun ti lo ta guro won toruko won o baje. Iya kan na gbogbo wa je. Te ba guro enikeni to sise yi doju ami. They fought. This living sacrifice is in constant warfare.
That's the last thing I'm saying about the sacrifice. I said the sacrifice is living. Hallelujah. And because it's living, it's progressive, it's growing. It must be increasing every day. Gogo idagbe must be in the consecration. My prayer life, my spiritual, everything. Number three must be watchful. Come about Boman Lower. Come about Sonu. Come about Niniari. I must be watchful. There is no level at which I reach that I will not be watchful. Christian, Mati Wasimi. Li Ari Ota Loa Ma Sora. Hallelujah. Now the fourth thing about the living sacrifice. The living sacrifice is in warfare. Our consecration is a warfare. Brother Paul was saying to Timothy, let's read what he said to Timothy. As I read, I'll read in English. I will beg somebody to read in Yoruba for me. The reason I'm reading the two is because sometimes Yoruba brings it out more strongly in a manner that you cannot easily forget. Verse 18, 1 Timothy chapter 1 and verse 18. 1:18. This charge I commit unto you, son Timothy, according to the prophecies which went before on you, that thou by them might do what? Might war a good warfare. Holding faith and a good conscience, with some having put away concerning faith, what has happened to them? They have made a shipwreck. Of whom is Himenaeus and Alexander, whom I have delivered unto Satan, that they may learn not to blaspheme. Yoruba.
Ase yi ni mo pa fun o Timothy omo mi. Gege bi isotele won ni ti o ti saju lori re. Pe nipa won ki wo ki o le ma ja ogun rere.
Nipa won sotele to lo lori re ko le ma ja awon ogun rere. Good warfare. Yes, sir.
Ma ni igbagbo ati okan rere.
Ateri okan rere.
Eyi ti awon elomiran tanu kuro.
Eh.
Lodo won.
Ehn.
Ti won si ri oko igbagbo won.
Olorun ni je koko igbagbo yin o ri o.
Amen.
You know one of the problems that a living sacrifice to baba Olorun rin lo to ti o wa acceptable. One of the challenges is your conscience. Do you know that one of the problems with a preacher, Ejoko, is that it is very easy for a preacher to stifle his own conscience. Very easy. It is very easy for the word of God, Koma Jonyama. You know, when you are so close to fire for a long time, dear, can you say, your time mara manya lara? Inati o joa when yani ye, hey, you go na? What a joke ti? As if it is not hot. Familiarity with the altar. Familiarity with the word of God. Sometimes because you are a preacher, there is no passage that anybody preaches. Am I right? So Tabati ni Ejasibeli wasi we Timothy Keji.
tó bá ti ní orí kejì ó ti mọ̀ bí ti ń lọ.
A ní kí ló fẹ́ sọ?
Familiarity kills a man of God faster than anything else. Now, and the first thing that dies in a man of God's life is his conscience. There's a man of God, a big man of God, one of these Pentecostal man of God, he got coppers to be serving with him, and he is very specialized in getting only girls. And he will get the girls, they will stay in his compound. And he will draw a roster how they will serve him. Everybody has their own time to serve the man of God. You will think that they are doing ushering, but he sleeps with each of those girls according to the roster. To ba de ba won sun a de mu kin abura. They will do it on oath. You must tell nobody. If you tell anybody, the repercussion will fall on you, because you are spoiling the ministry of the man of God. And he's doing this regularly. And there was this girl that also served, and he did that for her. And that one was crying. But fortunately, she saw a junior pastor in the same ministry, Tufefe. So the girl agreed to marry the pastor, believing that by God's grace, to Abita Mazibaya will attain. She didn't tell the man, the young man, because the young man is the associate of the senior man of God. And the senior man of God is their father in the Lord. Oun lo se officiating in marriage one. You wonder how a man of God can do that. In kakati kuninwe. Kiloku o. So when they got married and this girl was going with her husband, she thought it is finished. But not finished. So, Tabalo for special pastor's meeting. The GO has okay, because she will serve. Sometime Mana okay, Lope, sorry Losi Jebuode. Go ban rakini kawa. So bad setan ko yasije bugbo. Even if you cannot come back until 4 p.m., no problem. So bad se lotan bayi. O oraya wo mo ni e. And the girl was crying. One day the girl told her husband, "Mi o ba yin lo pade kankan mo o." Say, "Our father in the law abere ani ko ma abere mi o wa o." Owa dija laarin ohun ati oko e pe, "How can you insult the man of God, our father in the Lord? Oni, is your father in the Lord? It's not my own father in the Lord." Are you a backslider? You are backsliding of every bash along journey. That was the only point. See, aware so pe, look. Wani ki ma ati burapa agboro so fun yan. But mo godo so loni bi ngoku kinku. So the girl said, "Look, your father in the Lord, when I was a copper, our mefefa ta sa ku si kati ebasu, and he does it on roster.
When you propose waking marry into taking the Gwanikimoro pay, it will be my deliverance. Moving rush, we got it to marry. Bokotao, Bobo, whatever love on pastors meeting, they're barren or say, if anything, Rubon Leo. I'm not following you again. I'm tired. And I don't want to be part of this kind of ministry. It was a hard thing. It was in the midst of that that the husband decided to drag himself and the girl to Boko. I said, so from my big body, Muka, say la ye nikini din sele abilonu. And in Bembeo. Excuse me. One thing that you can easily lose as a man of God is your conscience. Your conscience is a very critical matter if you will remain a living sacrifice until you see God. But you see, as a preacher, the greatest temptation is to be over familiar with the Word of God, so that the fear and the trembling, because you are familiar with it. Sometimes you have heard many people confessing their sins to your hearing because you are the man of God. It deadens your own heart. It makes you feel pain. Kose wuloko. It gives you a false confidence that there's no problem. Ministry itself deadens a man's conscience. Can I tell you why? You know, sometimes when you have misbehaved and you are afraid, but when you manage to get on the pulpit and you open the Bible, the way God may speak because of the people that are waiting may confuse you to think they have no problem. Since today, Paul and she know me, no problem. He run you. It's you love it now. Of them, okay, okay, but God, let go, shaking you. Corey. You know, sometimes, as a man of God, the first time you touch the church money, talk and maybe 1,000. Something quickly disturbed you, but something quickly, well, I want to see any big pepe. I want to see any big pepe. There is always a Bible verse to quench your conscience. So when a man is so familiar with ministry, if he does not take a very extra care, his conscience easily dies. As people are kneeling before you, confessing their sins, and you are pronouncing them, Adarius Eretio, Toluako Shano for. As you keep saying that, it gives you a sense, pay or on your okay. Your conscience dies gradually. Sometimes a man of God starts telling lies on the pulpit. But his conscience will not strike him. Do you know why? Because something tells him. I saw Donye, Loja ki oji orolong ko ye anwenya. It makes you feel that even though I tell lies, even though I exaggerate, once I get people to be attentive to what I'm preaching, it's okay. It's not okay. All liars. We have their part. Where? In the lake of fire. Now, the living sacrifice is in constant warfare. And the warfare that you must engage
First is a warfare to keep your sacrifice holy. It's a warfare to keep your sacrifice holy and uncontaminated. It's a warfare. It's a warfare to keep this sacrifice uncontaminated and underailed from the faith. So Brother Paul said, "This charge I commit to you, Timothy, according to the prophecy which went before on you, that you by them mightest war a good warfare, holding faith and a good conscience, with some having put away concerning faith." They made a shipwreck. You see, once your conscience is dead, you can go anywhere. You can do anything. Sometimes it beats my imagination. I say, man of God, because they believe that you are a man of God. You violated her. You disvirginated a girl. How will you go and preach? But he will still dress. And he will still preach. Because something died. What has died? His good conscience. If there's any big danger that a man of God faces, that is it. A conscience that is seared with hot iron. And do you know why conscience dies quickly for a man of God? There is nobody who pricks that conscience. Let me tell you the truth is this. For anybody to maintain a conscience that is sensitive, that is very, very, very accurate, it needed constant pricking. Ni mo boye kin so se ri te ba lo abe for a while kilo ma se se akunu tori awon adoti to nfa yen adilenu ta ba fe ki abe yen ko mu kila ma se o a ma tun lo won ni e lo abe yen e tun pon. Now, that's the problem. For anybody's conscience to be sensitive and sharp, it must be pricked regularly. But now, once we become preachers, nobody confronts us to prick us. Even when we are preaching, by the arrangement of our church, are you hearing me? You are behind the word of God. Koyeyi. Awon eyan wa so pe oju loro wa. Are you hearing me? Bo ntori pe gbogbo awa ta je ni wa tunbu la man joko si o ati wa ninu chancery. Anything wa su lohun yen ati gbe sibi kan. Awon woni wo ijo ni wo oro le koju sawa every time tank ti mo nko yin oro siwa you can sleep tori oro yen oke. In fact o le joko sibe ko de ma draft letter itori pe oju loro wa oro si loju re. We are in danger. Ko so ni waasu ti o wa ko yin sawon omo ajo ti o wa doju ko awon elegbe re pe eyin ni mo n ba gbe o joni waasu kankan ri be yen ri no. àwa àti ti agbátẹrù. We are backing him up. That's the problem. Not many times can we find anybody pricking our conscience. And do you know sometimes, even the way our speakers are arranged, most of the time, there was no chance free. There is no feedback to the chancery. Awon omo ojo ti ma rerin ta won pe kini pa won lerin na kin lo so na because agbo. That's the danger. Our conscience can easily become blocked because there's nobody pricking it. Nobody pricking it. It's important. Unless you bring yourself to where the word of God can touch you directly, you can get rotten while you're in the ministry. Praise the Lord. Can I beg you? Anytime you are not officiating, find a place to sit where you can hear God's word. Are you hearing me? And those of us that are always officiating and we have to be here, ask them to put something like this so that you can also hear. So that you will not just do service and you have not heard anything that God has said. I was invited to a Bible college sometime a few years ago in Northern Ireland. When I finished, of course they said I should preach only for 25 minutes. It's okay. When I finished, and something happened, the whole student population and the teachers were affected. They were all crying. I'm going to Yibo. She wants to pay me God of Sorrow, 25 minutes or more, they take back nearly a lot pay egg. But then the conductor had been affected. Kowale conduct meeting. When he go to the college, they sat there. So 1 year after, because of terrible things that God did, they sent for me again. Now the provost of the college stood up. He was telling a story that was exciting to me, but it made me cry. He said he has been provost since 1978. And some of them that have been students and the lecturers, can they ever remember any time that anybody preached in their chapel that he can as much as remembered even the topic? Say nobody preaches to impress him. Especially when you're a theologian. Every preacher that comes to you, you're analyzing it. You are looking at his potholes. Conclude verse, you see, and all of that. So that's all he does. So if anybody have ever preached Toba affect only an anti topic. But something happened to him 1 year ago. Since this man of God preached, I have not been able to recover. You know that for the past 1 year, there is no day I did not refer to the message this brother preached to us 1 year ago. For you to know how it has affected me. Then he turned to me and said, "Brother, thank you. You are one man that has affected me in many years of my ministry." Now I'm wondering, how can someone, you are handing God's word,
You are training people to go and preach. But you yourself, nothing is affecting you. He was humble to open up that day. On one side, we thank God. On the other side, I say, what a danger. What a danger. But that's what happens to many of us as preachers. Our conscience can remain unpricked for years. So he dies. He becomes blunt. He cannot catch. So this living sacrifice is in warfare. And you need two things to fight this warfare. A good conscience and faith. If you put aside good conscience concerning faith, what will happen? Oko ore yo segini o. Yo ri. Olorun ni je koko aye wa ori o. Please go with me to 1 Timothy chapter 6, 11 and 12. Read in English and read in Yoruba for me. Thou, O man of God, let's read in English first. Ketoka Yoruba for me, sir. Yes, sir. Tani one basor on ben yeo. Thou, O man of God. Yes, sir.
Fight the good fight of faith.
Yes, sir.
Lay hold on eternal life.
Uh-huh.
Whereunto thou art also called.
Yes, sir.
And hast professed a good profession before many witnesses.
Praise the Lord. Baba Dinkayo Bambe. Yes, sir. Iwe yon long. Uh-huh. Yes. Yes, sir.
Ife, suru, iwatutu, maja ijarere ti igbagbo, di iya inipe kumu ninu eyi ti agbepe osi, ti iwo si se ijewo rere ni waju eleri pupo.
Thou, O man of God, hold fast your good confession of faith into which you have been called. Living sacrifice is in constant warfare, and we must fight so that we don't get a shipwreck. And why Paul was instructing Timothy, I'm happy to tell you that he did not tell Timothy to do what he was not doing. Abi? He wasn't telling Timothy to fight when he himself is sleeping. Look at 2 Timothy chapter 4. 2 Timothy 4, and I want you to please read verse 7. I have fought a good fight. I have finished my course. Verse 8. Yoruba o emi ti ja ijarere emi ti pari ire ije mi emi ti pa igbagbo ma n oso igbagbo nu o. From now on, yes sir, praise the Lord. Ni pari eko taro yi. Nitorina mo fi iyonu Olorun beyin ara. Keyin ko fi ara yin fun Olorun le ebo aye mimo. Itewoba. Eyi ni ise isin ti o tona. This is your reasonable service. Therefore, I beseech you, brethren, by the mercies of God, that ye present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God,
which is your reasonable service. With that, we will stop for this moment. We will go to God in prayer. The consecration of a transformed minister is a living consecration, a progressive consecration, growing. It's a watchful consecration, and it's a consecration in warfare. Would you like to join me in prayer? Ideka ba Olorun soro. Ele dide ka gbadua. Tabi te ba fe kunle iwaju Olorun ka gbadua. O ti to akoko lati ba Olorun soro ni wakati. Olugba Alagbohunmi, Gbohunmi, Gbohunmi, Amo wa sodo. Oluwa, Oluwa jo gba mi, mo ni bi o ninu ma. Alabukun gba mi. Nibi agbelebo. Eje ka gba ladu abaye. Let's talk to God. When you look at what was there before, when you look at what God took away to bring me in, look at the people that God cut off with all their ceremonies in order to bring me and you into the ministry. I beseech you this morning by the mercies of God, present your body. Present your body to God. A living sacrifice. Toba je pe ti eran ni tatipa, it will have been easy. It will have been once and for all. But this is a living sacrifice. It must be brought to God when it is actually living, not when it is already tired, not when it's already dying. Not when you are already kangeka and you cannot do anything for God. Now that you are strong, present your body. What are you doing again? What are you sharing your life with? Share local of Epolodumareni. It must be living, it must be agile. It must be strong. It must be good. It must not be exhausted. It must not be the one you brought when it is no more useful to you, nor to your children, nor to the government. If God has called you into the ministry, I advise and charge you this morning, present your body when it is living, when it is active, when he can still run around, when he can still do something for God, when he can still run errands, offer him when he can still climb mountains. Not when you're on your sick bed and you're about dying. Not when we will not know where to post you. Present your body to God, a living sacrifice. I ask you to do that this morning by the mercies of God. Will you like to pray and say, God,
I consecrate my life afresh while I am still living, while I am still strong and agile, while I am still able to run for you. I offer myself as a living, active sacrifice. Secondly, because it's a living sacrifice, it must be growing, progressing. Can you pray this moment, Lord, this sacrifice I'm making of my body, every growth of it must be the growth of my consecration. I want to grow in my consecration. I don't want to be tired. If I had 5 more years, that 5 more years will be an addition to my consecration. Egbadoa, Ebua Yeni, Torukun Toruda. That every day, every moment, your life is growing before God. Your commitment is progressive. Your prayer life is not stagnant. All the increase is the increase of your consecration. That to me is a very critical matter to pray about. Lord, don't let me be stagnant in my consecration. The more I grow, the more my consecration to God must grow. The more I grow, the more my inner life must grow. If I used to pray for 2 hours before, now as I'm growing old, my prayer life must grow. Oluwa ran mi lowo o. Oluwa ran mi lowo o. Thank you, Father. Because it's a living sacrifice, it must be watchful. It's a watchful sacrifice. Come about any law. Many people have stood with God for 10 years and suddenly, aye yes, aye one. Except being one war. Because it's living, only son. You must tie it to the altar. You must bind that sacrifice to the horn of the altar. Come about, son. I want you to pray today, Lord. All the temptation that will come my way. All the sudden temptation that will approach me. It must not cut me off from the altar. Lord, I want to watch this sacrifice. Please pray. Some of you have started well, but you need to pray to end properly. Let's pray that by the grace of God, this sacrifice will not be lost. We will watch it day by day. We'll keep watch on our hearts. We'll keep watch on our lives. Please pray. Pray, Lord. Don't let me make him vaye me sotan. Make him so penny but you see one bear. I don't want to become history in my lifetime. I want to end well. My sacrifice must not be lost. Bears of the air must not pick it. Women like Jezebel must not destroy it. Delilah must not enter into it. Lord, help my life. Help my consecration. I give it to Jesus. It must not be lost.
Thank you, Father, this morning. Finally, this living sacrifice is in constant warfare. It's a warfare. Two great implements, faith and good conscience. Will you pray and say, Lord, prick my conscience. As a preacher, I have the problem of a conscience that can die. Prick me, O God. Don't let me become dead in my heart. Make me sensitive. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for hearing our prayer this morning. In Jesus' name, we are prayed. Why did God have to beg me and you? Iru ohun wo l'Olorun fe ka je laaro e to fi nbe wa. To ri pe ko fe ka doju ti o ni. Oluwa ti fi wa soya fun awon to keku o. I will leave your house desolate. I will turn to the people that are no people. And I will make them my priests. Tawa na ba wa tun bagbagbo je. E mo pe doju tin lagbara lo ma je fun Olorun. Laaro yi ba se fe ba Olorun soro. Olorun o ba wa soro yi lati tawanu. He did not send this message to us because he wants to condemn us. I can see God like our old mother. Ti o kun le pe mo be o dakun. Dakun ma se be. I see the Lord begging me and you and say, don't disgrace me. Mo ti fi yin yangan. E ma doju ti mi. Bi ese kese kan ba wa nu aye wa ni koro. If your conscience has already been dead and you are doing things that nobody can talk to you about, I beseech you by the mercies of God this morning, present your body to God this morning. Bring it back to God. Lord, eto mi gba. When I first was consecrated, I was serious. But after some years, I started doing politics with the work of God. I started doing the work of God pelu imele. Laaro yi Olorun Olodumare eto mi se. Renew my covenant. Renew my consecration. Boya awon ese kan lo ti yo kolokolo to contaminate this living sacrifice. You don't use to love money before, but now you can touch money and your heart will not prick you again. This money, bring it back to the Savior. Oluwa, mo je ki n doju ti o, mo je ki n de ni doju ti fun oruko re. Help me this morning. One more time, we are going to pray together. And this prayer is because God is giving me opportunity and you. Mo fi iyonu Olorun be yin. Bi on ko nkan ba wa to je ohun idigbolu. Je ka gbe wa siwaju Oluwa pe Oluwa. Ngbo to je pe ife lo fi pe mi laaro yi. Ife le mi na fe fi da Olorun. Pelu iteriba, pelu okan kan, pelu owo. Ni ka fi wa siwaju Oluwa laaro pe Oluwa. Bi mo ti ri ni yo. Gba mi. Gba mi Oluwa. E je ka gbadura. And as we are praying this morning, let this morning mark a turning point. Talk to God for yourself. Let's renew our consecration. Some of you, your consecration is dying. You used to be more zealous than you are now.
You used to be more prayerful than you are now. The word of God used to affect you. But now, eti yibi. I want you to call on God this morning. Renew me again. Circumcise my heart again. To ife mi se ti Olorun. To okan mi se. Gbe aye mi Oluwa. O ye ase mi ma fun o. We will sing, I will ask the organ to play that song. Gbe aye mi Oluwa. O ye ase mi ma fun o. Gba ete mi. Gba gbogbo ero okan mi. As they play that organ, if you know it, you join them. If you don't know it, I just want you to keep praying. Maybe this morning the Spirit of God is pricking your conscience and saying, go and make it right. Go and kneel before the Lord. Go and hand over afresh. Maybe your sacrifice has become stagnant. It's no more growing. The increase is no more the increase of your commitment to God. You are now beginning to look around and say, "Lay in God." As they take that song, just come before the Lord. Oluwa, mo ya si mi ma fun o gba akoko mi fun yin ere.